Now let's talk about an inadvertent American export, unexploded bombs. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. military dropped more bombs on Laos than it did on all of Europe during World War II, an estimated 1.6 million tons. That made Laos the most heavily bombed country in the world by some measures. Americans were trying to disrupt communist supply lines along the famous Ho Chi Minh Trail, much of which ran through Laos on its way back into Vietnam. But a lot of the bombs that were dropped did not detonate, and they are still creating problems 40 years later. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Go to the Mines Advisory Group website or their visitor center in Vientiane, and you'll find a map that uses U.S. government data to chart the number of bombs dropped in Laos as part of the so-called secret war, a single red dot for each mission flown.
Yes, they're supposed to be small dots indicating individual bombing missions, but as you can see, in quite a large area of the country, it's a red splodge. The dots are so close together. And in fact, some of those dots are on top of each other. There's not just one bombing mission in some places. It's been bombed again and again.
David Hayter is the country director for the Mines Advisory Group, or MAG, in Laos, a country where hundreds of people are still killed or injured each year by leftover ordnance. And cluster munitions, Hayter says, are the biggest problem.
There are different kinds, different shapes, but about the size of a tennis ball. Many of them didn't go off, but they may be partially fused. So the fact that they didn't go off doesn't mean that they're safe. And their potency does remain for many, many years.
Like these cluster bombs, discovered then destroyed by MAG a few weeks back in the limestone hills of Cam Ranh province near the border with Vietnam. Phonsai Silavan, the MAG field boss here, is happy to be rid of them. The cluster bombs, he says, tempting prizes for rural children who come across them in their fields or in the forest.
Especially in this area, sometimes they just make it for fun. They have seen them many times when they walk past, and then sometimes they just pick it up and, it's never happened. It's nothing. And it's gone bang.
And he should know from personal experience.
When you were a kid, you actually were playing with one of these cluster munitions. You were using it to do lawn bowling, basically.
Yes.
And it exploded.
Yeah.
But all you got were these scars. You were very lucky. You have scars on your arm, you have scars on your neck, but nothing really happened.
Yeah. I play like bull. It's gone bang. But I did not injure. And then my grandmother sent me to the temple to re-educate it because I was a naughty boy. I think back then I very, very stupid playing with this bull.
Others, of course, aren't as lucky. And while some play with the bombs because they don't know any better, others, Silavan says, see them as a potential source of income.
The villagers or people attempt to open to sell shell of the big bomb and explosive inside.
So what you're saying is people are so poor here that they'll actually come across a 250 or 500-pound bomb, and instead of running away from it, they'll try to dig it up so they can open it, get rid of the explosive inside, and sell the metal for scrap.
Yeah, and also sell explosive as well.
20 yards away, a bomb disposal tech hunts the deadly treasure, stopping now and then to probe the soil with a digging tool. A pile of scrap, already recovered this morning, sits nearby. Kyo Vilai Kutmani has been with the Mines Advisory Group for about a year now, he says, and is grateful for the work. His $220 a month salary, he says, far better than he could earn as a day laborer or work in construction here. Leftover ordnance hasn't made the Laotians poor, but it does help keep them poor. Farmers afraid to work their fields, children afraid to go to school. Back in his busy office in the capital Vientiane, MAG country director David Hayter says the U.S. government is helping with funds from both the State Department and, separately, the Department of Agriculture.
And the purpose of that money is to clear schools, primary schools, and agricultural land and garden land around those schools. So they provide funding and they also provide food products to be distributed to the children to encourage them to come to school. And it's been very successful.
The U.S.-funded program, Hayter says, has cleared 125 schools in Cam Ranh province alone. And this is one of them on Highway 12 in Ban Na Tin. These students are spending their after-school hours tending and watering a large garden next to their classroom. The vegetables they grow here will go home with them to help feed their families in an area of Laos where food insecurity is still a problem. Mag's David Hayter says he could do a lot more to help with a little more money, but money is becoming harder to find these days, especially for a project in a country so far away, to deal with the legacy of a war fought so long ago. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.